We are up to Simen Tov Kuf Nun in the halachas of Tisha B'Av, and we'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. The Mechaber says, Hakol Chayovim L'Hes'anos Arba Tzomos Halalu, all are chayiv to fast in these four Tzomos, V'Osur Lifrotz Geder, and you're not allowed to break the fence. Why this Lashon? The Gemara tells us that at a time that the Jews have tzoris, there is a chiyuv to fast. At a time that we don't have tzoris, when it's shalom, it is not a chiyuv, it is voluntary. Rotsu misanin, if Klal Yisrael decides to fast, they fast, if not, not. So on that it says that Klal Yisrael was already makabel on itself, that until the geula comes, we are going to be fasting during these arba tzomos. Therefore, osur lifrotz geder, you're not allowed to break the geder that Klal Yisrael made for itself, the fence that Klal Yisrael made for itself in our fasting for all of these tzomas. Says the Rama, Haga miyu ubros umeniko shemitzaros harbe, a pregnant or nursing woman who is in a lot of pain, ein lehisanos, she does not fast. The truth of the matter is that a mu'uberes and a menekes, a pregnant or nursing woman, is really not chayev to fast in the first place. It is a minog to be machmir. And that minog was only if they're not mitztar harbe. But if they're mitztar, then even after the minog, they do not fast. Says the Ramon now, v'dafka begimol tzomus. That's only in the three other fasts. Aval b'tisha b'av, mechuyavos lahashlim. Whereas on Tisha B'Av itself, there Klal Yisrael was makabel on itself to fast, even muboros and menikos. But on the other fasts, not unless they are mitzta'er. Now, if they are mitzta'er, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that they should not be fasting, and they should not be machmer on themselves in the first place. Who is considered a muboros? Me'ikar adin in halacha, muberes is usually from the third, somewhere in the third month of pregnancy, after 3 months, when it is hukar ubra, meaning when she is showing. The Mishnah Berurah speculates that in the case of a woman already 40 days pregnant, if she feels weak, that she should certainly not fast, because it could be very dangerous at that point. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah also paskins that a muberes or menekes that doesn't fast on the other tzomos should not make up for it at a different point either. Now, with regard to other people that don't have to fast, a chole she'ein bo sakana, which means he is bedridden, a person who's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, is potter from the tzom and should not fast. On Tainus Esther, it says that someone whose eyes hurt him does not fast. Here, the Bir Halacha brings down that although he did find one source to that equates it with muberes and amenekes that are in pain. However, it would seem that that's not really the halacha, and that koave einayim is a lesser darga than someone who is bedridden, than a chol hashem bo sakana, and it's only on Tainus Esther, which is a lesser fast, only there we are makel, whereas in these fasts, unless someone is a chol hashem bo sakana, or the case of a muberes or menekes that is mitzar harbe, only then will not fast. With regard to the age one must begin fasting, there is no mitzvah of chinuch. That means until bar and bas mitzvah, one does not have to fast. However, those who don't fast, and the same going for children, they should certainly not indulge. They should only eat what's really necessary and not anything more. Sif Beis, Tzomos Halalu, these fast days, Chutz Mi Tisha B'Av, other than Tisha B'Av, Mutarim Berechitza V'Sicha Un'ilas HaSandal V'Tashmish HaMita. All of the other Inuyim, the different things that are Osir on Tisha B'Av, are not Osir on these fast days, Ve'in Tzarech La'afsik B'Hem Abod Yom, and there's no mitzvah of bringing them in early, as opposed to Tisha B'Av, where we start, we start at night and not in the morning. That means in all of these other fasts, we eat at night and we fast by day. In the case of Tisha B'Av, we start fasting at night. There's no mitzvah to start Tisha B'Av before the night. With regard to these halachas, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a bal nefesh should be machmir in all of them. That means all of the different inuyim that are mentioned here, the same inuyim as Tisha B'Av, to be machper for them, for the other tzomas as well, except that he says not to be machmir for going without shoes because of chucha v'tlula, because it looks funny. On Tisha B'Av all understand, but the other tzomos not. Also, not showering if Asar B'Tevis falls on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, so there one is makel to shower anyway. With regard to what people do in the Shaar HaTziyun, he brings down that there seems to be a minhag of not bathing in hot water. One can wash his hands, face, and feet in hot water, and one can bathe in cold water, but one does not bathe his entire body in hot water on the other on any of the tzomos.